All right, so here we are. My name is Gijs Minderhout. This is the Wednesday evening show with Winfrey. You got questions, we got answers, is the title of the call. Thank you all for being here. This is, as usual, with a conference call. Today is September the 9th, 2015. I welcome you all. We had more people join in on the phone line. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and look.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heiss, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Don.
Hello, everybody.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
John in Houston.
Welcome to the call, John.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello to all those who came in.
I don't think Cleo is here, right?
No, I'm here.
Hi, Cleo.
Hi, Cleo.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And more people joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome.
Hello, Marilyn.
Hi.
Marilyn, Pennsylvania.
Hello,
hi, Marilyn.
Marilyn. Marilyn number 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, got them all.
Oh, Marilyn, right. Present and accounted for.
Yeah, we've got right. Two Donnas and three Marilyns, and we're ready to go.
More people have joined in. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say your name and location.
This is Rhonda.
Wanna.
I did hear Rhonda. Hi, Rhonda.
Hello, hi. Welcome back.
All right. Thank you for being here.
And thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
And only one Heiss. Now, how can that be?
I don't get it either.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good. It's hot here in Taos.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
It's like 93 today.
Mm. Hey, hi. You have my new phone number, my business phone number now. Can
Is
you see that?
Fred?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm in orbit, man. How are you?
Oh, awesome. Good to have you.
I love you, Fred.
New phone number?
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, business
phone.
All right. More people have joined in. Thank you for being here, Fred. More people joined in. If you have a chance, say your name and look.
Anita.
Roger.
I hear Roger. Good evening, Roger. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
I also heard a lady's voice. Same again.
Anita.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie, welcome.
Thank you so much.
You always make me thirsty when you say you're
a nice.
Hey, anybody that isn't anchored, you better ground yourself down and get ready.
Uh-oh. What's happening?
Get your Merkabas and your spaceships ready.
Oh, boy.
All right, welcome to you all. It is 6 o'clock. I welcome those folks that are joining in through BBS Radio online. Thank you for being here. We cannot hear you. We cannot see you. But anyway, great to have you.
He muted us already. I'm not evacuating, Rhonda. I'm waiting to take in the last one with me. All or none deal.
I have a new caller hive on the phone.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Raiden Knight, Felipe. New Mexico.
Hey, Raiden Knight. Welcome to the call.
Hey, I got a
Felipe.
New
call. Felipe, Long Beach, California.
Hello, Felipe.
Hey,
Felipe. Hey, Raiden.
More people joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Merlina, New Mexico.
Merlina, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Another beautiful day,
my Chris.
Yeah,
how you
man.
Doing these days?
Hey, I'm good, man. Sitting here practicing some chords on my guitar, man, and just.
Hello to all those who came in.
Somebody has a new caller on the line that they're trying to talk about.
Who is new on the line now, Marlena? Have you been with us?
What?
Marlena, have you called in before with us?
No, I haven't. I just this is the first time.
Well, Marlena, I give you a big hug and I welcome you. Thank you for being here.
Welcome, Marlena.
Welcome.
Oh.
Welcome, Marlena.
Welcome.
Hi, where are you from?
Where is she from?
Marlena is from New Mexico, right?
Oh.
Mexico. Is that so?
Yeah.
All right. More people joined in. Welcome to the call. If you want to please say your name and location.
Yes,
hello, Heis. It's Jim. How are you?
Fantastic, Jim. Good to have you.
Thank you, and good to speak to you. Thank you.
All right.
Another Jim from Arizona.
Jim from Arizona. Who's that?
Right here, me.
All right. Good to have you, Jim.
Hello.
Glad to be
hello,
here.
Jim and Jim.
Hello.
Now the other Jim from Arizona. Have you been with us before?
I have listened before, but never called in.
All right. Warm welcome to you, Jim, as well.
Thank you.
All right.
Congratulations, Jim.
Yeah, welcome to Insanity.
And welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Steve with Palm Beach.
Hello, Steve. For the call.
Hi, this is Makiko. Nice
hello.
To meet you.
Who was that, Makito?
Yes, I'm originally from Japan. I'm calling in from New Jersey.
All right, Makito, welcome to the call.
Konnichiwa.
Is this the first calling in, Makito?
Konbanwa.
Konbanwa. Ogenki desuka.
Sugoi. Very good.
Welcome.
Arigato
gozaimasu.
Wow. Wow. Jim, boy, we would have no trouble hearing it.
I didn't get anything of that. All right. Welcome to the next. Say your name.
Hi. Just say mochi.
Wait, who is this?
I'm not going to say it.
Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Oh, wait. Who is this? I must know who is this. Wait,
Who's Mr. Roboto?
Hello, Edna.
It's Chris. This is Mr. Roboto.
Mm-hmm. Jim speaking. Jim from Sedona speaking Japanese.
No. I just wanted to tell you very briefly that I'm very proud to say that I'm still alive because in 2 days on 9/11 Friday is my 69th birthday.
Wow, Jim!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Birthday blessings ahead of time.
I'm baking myself and Vegetarian Win a very special birthday cake.
What flavor?
Not only that, he has one of his first girlfriends coming to visit him for 3 days.
Only one,
so
Jim?
So you buy winner room?
So, Jim, everyone's going to expect a report.
No. Janie and I have known each other 39 years, and we're just like brother and sister, not the way your lascivious mind makes it out, Lynn.
We can make a report, but don't you hold back on the details.
Lynn, you
do we have Terry here?
Yes.
Hello, Terry.
Terry.
Hi, Terry. Terry.
What about Uncle Terry?
Scary Terry.
What about Uncle Terry? Is he here?
No, he's not. Not that I know of, no.
Okay.
He usually comes to our Sunday calls. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, how many people are new here for the first time?
I am.
Yes, he is.
I am Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Okay.
Welcome.
My famous line this week is somebody heard us on George Norrie a year ago and checked into the line and thought we're a bunch of goofballs. Then a year later, she came in again and said, oh, my God, I'm a goofball, too. let me mute everybody. Okay.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is September 9th, 2015. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. God, I wish I could say her name, in New Jersey. A lady, I know you've been sending me emails, and I've been sending them back to you. Thank you. I actually do try to answer emails. Sometimes it takes a couple of days. Sometimes it takes a couple of weeks. But I do my best. At some point, I probably won't be able to do it. Right now, I'm still fitting it in. And this is our Wednesday night conference call where we ask questions to our sources that you guys have submitted. And I thank all of you who submitted a question tonight. And just to give you a little background, you know, we've been doing this Wednesday call now for a few years. And truthfully, for the longest period of time, I was afraid to invite anybody new. We just had a small group because I didn't know what I'm doing. And I really wanted to monitor to make sure that I felt comfortable and that Terry felt comfortable, because it's very unusual to do this publicly. And what I learned was, you know, this is the good feeling everybody had, those of you that were on the phone line. It was on the internet too, although we're not recording it. Those of you that are listening to the recording didn't hear. But before the calls, there is really a high vibration. And people that have been coming to the calls get into a kind of affinity. And you know, what's the bottom line result? To feel connected. And it's really hard to feel connected these days in life. It's really hard for a lot of people. And a lot of times the people that feel connected are connected to the wrong things. So part of my mission in doing this is to create a forum for community and connection. And it's growing, and, you know, I don't have all the time in the world because we do a lot of stuff for free, and so I have to worry about making money and paying the bills. And you know, by doing it for free, by doing this for free, it keeps it pure, because then I'm not trying to, how can I say it, generate what's the word? I'm not trying to create everything I do to maximize the money, but to maximize the service. So that way, I'm not tempted when we do this for free. But if anyone out there wants to make a big difference in the world and has loads of money in the bank, please send it to us, because we are making a difference in what we do. We get emails that are amazing all the time. And as I have been doing these calls, and I should say as we have been doing these calls, because it's Terry, myself, Heise is, just came in as a greeter when I was late one day. It's all kind of been generating by kind of random association. But one of the things that happens on these calls, and if you're new, you have to listen to our Sunday call. You can even go in the archives because it's on the replays. But our Sunday calls are the most popular. And there's this amazing phenomena that occurs. And that is our sources. I say our sources. You know, they identify themselves as group souls. We have two group souls that are paying attention to our work. One of them says they created the universe. The other one says they're a group soul of graduates. You don't have to believe that. In fact, you shouldn't believe it until it all starts to resonate. But that's what they say. But the amazing phenomena is that they have the ability to project energy into this realm and to connect up with each one of you personally, if you're open to that experience. They don't violate your free will. But you just have to be in neutral, and you have to kind of pay enough time listening to our archives or coming to our calls so you come to the conclusion that you trust it. And that's a valid process. You should trust it, not because of anything I say, but because it resonates, you hear truth, you feel camaraderie, you feel the other people. And at that point, that's when they show up. And they can move into your auric field and make you feel loved in a way that's very unusual. You know, there were a couple of people that asked questions today about being depressed. And we've had a lot of people, I won't say it fixes it 100%, but a lot of people that have had the experience of lifting their vibrations and opening their chakras. And I'm not doing it. I'm just showing up. And, you know, I have observed this phenomenon now for years, and it's shown up in little miracles that have happened for people where they say they moved into the space and helped something repair itself. I've seen it show up in pictures, which kind of blew my mind the first time it happened, where Terry was taking a picture of me after some event because somebody needed a promo picture, and they wanted me not to wear my glasses. So she took the picture, and I looked at the picture, and I didn't like it. I said, didn't come out good. So then we have this little thing of calling in the Elohim, and she took the picture again, and it still didn't look good. And so we went on, and then a few weeks later, I looked in the camera, and I looked at the second picture where we called them in, and there was all this pink glow surrounding my chest. And I asked, we did a channeling, and I said, could you explain the pink glow? And they said, well, when we intersect with a human energy field, the color that comes up is pink, so that you called on us, so there we were. So this has happened other times. So this is how I convinced myself, one of the ways that they really do this. And so I'm a participant here. One of the reasons we can do this session live like this is because we create a group energy that that is uplifted, and gives them a space to combine with our energy in a real way, because they don't want to be worshipped. They don't want to be thought of as God. Basically, they're like a big brother in a higher dimension. And if they created this realm, they're not that happy with the way it's going. And so they're very pleased to have someone down here that can talk about them, that doesn't have ego about it, that is transparent, and that can bring this to other people. Because what I get is, if enough people on this planet could connect with this energy, the planet would shift. And it's like the basic underlying principle of these group souls is what they call the law of one, which is simply stated, we are all part of each other. We are all a piece of all that is. And that in this realm, most people lose that connection. It's not a belief, it's a connection. It's a connection when you have it, you have empathy, you have care, you have compassion. You don't have to act out. You can't act out empathy and compassion. It's like you got to feel it. And in the higher realms, these group souls are part of us in an expanded way. And so basically it's part of us helping another part of us
and they're wise. They can interject energy into this realm. If I ever do a live appearance, the energy in the room is usually through the roof, and people notice it. And I was surprised the very first time that happened, because people would walk out of the room and buy some of the books we were selling, and they'd say things like, oh, my God, I could see light. I could see auras. I never saw that before. And when I asked them in a channeling, could you explain that energy in the room? And they said, that was us. We were helping you. So this is how I grew in confidence to be able to talk about this like this. Because for the longest time, and many people that were on these calls have been on them for years, they saw and watched all the changes as we were growing and we were getting more confident and had more ability to more ability to just be transparent and comfortable with what we were doing. Like I would have never, what I just said tonight, I wouldn't have said that 4 years ago. I wouldn't have had the confidence. In fact, I remember the first time we did a call, I said, oh my God, everybody's going to try to catch Terry. They're going to ask her questions that they made up, and then she's going to make a mistake and answer them, and we're all going to be idiots. But it didn't happen, okay? It's like, well, on that note, that's what I want to say, and we have a lot of questions that came in, probably still have questions coming in, and I want to say, if I don't answer your question tonight, then please, please, if it's important to get it answered, then please ask it again. You can ask it, unless I tell you it's inappropriate, you can keep asking it. And sooner or later, I'll get around to it. Because just the fact that you keep asking it, you know, there's certain people that ask questions that are just curiosity seekers, and other people, these questions are really important to your life, and you're stuck. And those are the kind of questions I give a lot of priority to. But occasionally, I'll ask questions, and we get amazing answers about how the universe works or whatever. So just keep sending it. You have a high intention of getting an answer, and you keep sending it. I promise you, unless I tell you, it's no good. And I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you how to rephrase it. Then I will notice it, and I will get to it. And on that note, you know, when I say they're on the line, I just want to point something out. When I stop talking, you can feel energy, some of you. And that's an indication that there's something in the spaces and the way their energy flows into this realm. And our Sunday call, we particularly emphasize that for a whole hour of the call. And it's just amazing. I get so many emails from people whose chakras were blocked and had trauma and all this stuff, and they release it on the call. You have to experience it to know what I'm talking about. And so, Terry, you're not ready, right?
I'm right. I'm never ready. Because I never know what the questions are, and I don't want to know what the questions are, because then I go, oh, my God, nobody could answer that. And I just Terry need to wait until they come in.
Terry says when she answers these questions, she feels a lot smarter. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Well, when they come in, I start feeling smarter.
Yeah. thank God.
Oh, no, don't say it that way.
Okay. All right. So, Terry and I have been friends for at least 35 years. We used to sell sunglasses together.
We used to sell hair growth product together. We were very funny. And it's like, you can read the book and read the story about her, but she's like getting so much greater of not being over being shy anymore, because I never believed we could do this. And she was so shy. And also, when they would tell her to say something, she'd be afraid of what they were saying. What if I'm saying something wrong? So
yeah, like I'd say, well, I didn't think it worked that way. That doesn't seem right to me. And they'd say, no, it's right. And I'd say, are you sure? And they'd be these long pauses where it was going back
and forth with them. While we're doing this, you know, we'd be channeling and Terry would say, wait a minute, and then we don't hear for a minute. And, you know, people think, oh, God, she's making it up. She's trying to make it up. Right? So in any case, here we go. We have this little invocation to bring in the energy. We already have the energy here. We don't need to do this. We used to, but we don't need to do this now. But it's just good as a way of anchoring group energy and protection. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect Terry and myself and everyone on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Ra. We are an aspect of the Elohim group and of the Ra group. And we are more broadband because of the merging of the two aspects of these two groups, so that we can bring you answers from a greater range of and depth of knowledge and experience. We do not come through the telephone line. We do not come over the internet. We come directly to you without any other interface. How do we know you're there? We sense your energy. We see your light. You have a light, each one of you. You do have your own light with your own soul signature and your own frequency. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. This is from Donna in Ventura. How can we deal with our thoughts and fears so we can put them in the right place and heal in this lifetime?
Thank you. Some of your fears are based upon past trauma that was either in this life or in a past life and has set up a belief system in you that things are a certain way. So when you get that circumstance triggered, then it just brings on fear. It can even be irrational fear. It's because of the belief system that at the time that you set up the belief system, it was totally true for that circumstance, that instant in time, that particular day, that particular that way that everything came together for you on that day, and it was a correct belief at that time. However, when you run into that circumstance again, it tends to trigger that belief, which is no longer valid for the new circumstance, the new time. You can sense when this happens because you might suddenly have a rationality come over you, and it doesn't make sense. A sudden fear, and you don't know why that comes over you. It's based upon something in the past, and it might not even be yours. It might be something to do with another entity. You might be picking up something in the neighborhood. You might be picking up an irrational fear of society. So to learn to center yourself, to be your own self, your higher self, and to connect with the God source. And it is very loving, and it is pure, and you can move from where you are, from the fear-based thought, can move into that. It is very hard sometimes, and it doesn't work sometimes. You need further information, and there are a couple of people working with this group that if you need further information, you can ask for their sources, and they can work with you specifically to isolate out what it is that is going on with you.
Thank you. And, you know, I wanted to say that I have watched people transcend a lot of fear just by coming into these calls. And that there is the experience on the call of moving into a faster timeline and a place where time moves faster. And when you do that, you start to get above the timeline of the past incident that created the fear, whether this lifetime or other lifetimes. You don't have to know exactly what it is. You just start moving above it, and it's still there. But it's like getting into an airplane and looking at a city, and not, you don't see the garbage anymore because you're above it. So that's something that I've watched work for people because of the energy on the line. Okay, next question. Let me just say, do our sources have any comment on my comment?
No, this is good.
Okay. Next question is from YC in Los Angeles, okay? And she's never asked a question before. I think it's a she. And the first three questions seem to go together, and ask the last question in the future if it's important, okay? Am I on the right track for my mission to this planet in terms of what I have been going through and what I have been doing so far? Will I be able to decide how long I want my physical body to stay in this realm? And if so, can I decide to just disappear someday? Thank you.
Thank you. Although sometimes it does not seem like you are on track, the circumstances you are running into are the circumstances that you need in order to grow. You are coming across obstacles that you can, by overcoming them, by moving through them, you will get your greatest growth. It seems like it should be good to simply get to the other side of them and not have to deal with them. However, there is a great deal of growth in moving through the individual details and a good deal of knowledge. And we look at the word savoir-faire, the ability to move through something with ease and grace. As far as whether you can then set up yourself to disappear, for your own self, you will never disappear. Like, if the body dies, you will still be there. You will still hear people. You will still sense the situation that is going on. So if you look at disappearing from any sense of your own self disappearing, it will not happen. But if you look to disappear to the people around you, then there are all sorts of moving out of town, or there is a way to do that, but to cut off your relationships, they can be very, very heartbreaking to those people and very detrimental, as you are precious and you are wanted and you are a part of things. And if you left suddenly, the people would really miss you. When you set up your life, when you get the growth and the fulfillment that you have been seeking in an area, you naturally will move on, and you will naturally get other friends who will move into be in the higher knowledge or the different activities that you are now seeking in order to learn further lessons. As a teacher, as the student is ready, the student appears, the teacher appears, the situation appears, the people appear around you that will help you to grow and help fulfill what you need to fulfill, which is not specifically information from them, but also what you can give to the other people, as you have very much to give.
Thank you. You know, just from my own experience, those of you that know my story, I felt like a total failure in life. I was selling things at street fairs, and I stopped playing music, and I said to myself in 1999, if I have to do this for the rest of my life, I'd rather die now. And then I started writing poems, and I started sending poems out on the internet, and I sent them to a magazine, and they said, we don't use poems, but would you like to write on assignment? And then they started paying me to interview people every month. Not a lot, $150, but suddenly I was a professional. And then I ran into David Wilcox's website, and I convinced my editor that I wanted to interview him. And then she thought he was a wacko, and after the interview, she called me back gasping, saying, oh, my God, you're right. He is Edgar Cayce, or he was Edgar Cayce. And I think you're the guy that's supposed to write the book about it. And I said to myself, I can't write a book. That's going to take so much time and energy, and I hardly have any time to spend. And then I wrote the book. I spent 3 years thrashing it out with David, who was totally impossible. And then in the middle of that, I met Dee, and that started this work we're doing now. And it all happened because I started to write poems and send them out on the internet. And it kind of blew me away. It seemed like a small decision on my part, and yet it totally changed my life. And it's the small decision.
Yeah, it was
decision.
The it was your intention to change, and your intention was behind the change.
Yes. But I couldn't have, in my wildest dreams, imagined where it would have gone when I made that decision, okay? Okay, next question. I turned into an indigent goofball to a public goofball. Not really. I don't think I'm a goofball at all, truthfully, but what we're doing is so out there that it can look that way to other people. Okay, this is from Jay in Monterey Park, and he says, should I start a new business related to my current professional career, or should I do something drastically different, change from business to the arts? Now, you know what? I just told the story of me doing that. But one of the things that someone has to consider is how quickly can you earn an income and who is dependent on you, okay? Because it's not easy to shirk responsibilities for people that are dependent. Myself, when I started to change and I started to write the book, I didn't have anyone dependent on me. I lived in my RV. I went to Denny's and Starbucks every day. I slept in my RV. I took showers at the gym. And I did it for 3 years, and I wrote the book. But if I had people dependent on me, I couldn't have done that, okay? But let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. It is not something that you need to do all at one time. You can do a little bit every day, even if it's 15 minutes of artistic endeavors every day, then it will begin to build. And during the rest of the time, you can take a look at what could be further developed in your artistic endeavors. And you could even dream on it at night and gradually build and move seamlessly from one thing to the other and stay grounded the whole time and be grounded in your new endeavor the whole time.
Thank you. I'm going to ask a question for our old-timer Marilyn in Oxford, Michigan. And she says, I feel like I've been spending a lot of time on the astral plane, but I don't see anyone else there. Have I finished my contract in this realm, or do I still have more to learn? Thank you, Wynn and Terry, in advance.
Thank you. Ask yourself if you feel fulfilled. It has a lot to do with your own fulfillment. If you go to the astral plane and don't see anyone there, this is not a sign necessarily that you have completed the realm. You, when you are out of the astral realm and we are speaking slowly because we are looking at the space around you and see also that sometimes a person, when they have completed, will begin to move out of their body and spend time in the astral, and then at some point people from the past can come in and acknowledge you and be with you. There is a transition that can occur where the person is in solid reality and then begins to spend more and more time out of their body. We take a look at that and take a look at your space and ask you to take a look at your goals. Is there something you feel that you still need to complete? Something you need to fulfill? Connection or relationship that you wish would be there more solidly while you are still here. That is also a sign that you have something more that you are looking at. But we also do take a look at how people transition. Essentially, you are an individual that can be centered and you can be strong, whether you are in the astral or in the physical reality. You can be yourself. And this is one thing that you can look at. Are you purely being yourself? And in your daily life, is there something that is not complete? Is there something that you don't feel fulfilled by? Then, if that is true, you may wish to pull yourself back and to take hold in the world and to complete it.
Thank you. You know, an add-on here is if someone is feeling very depressed in this life and they think getting out of their body and going elsewhere is going to fix everything, is that a valid idea?
No. It is not, because one takes with them whatever it is that they have going on. That's why committing suicide usually doesn't work, because the person suddenly finds themselves in a worse circumstance, and then they got to come back again and try and figure it out and go through it all over again until they can figure out how to release their depression without trying to escape it, which they cannot do.
Thank you. Next question here. This is from Christy in Nashville, Tennessee. And before I turn it over to our sources, I'm going to make some comments. Hi, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. Just recently moved here. I'm a female country pop singer. I'm trying to pursue my dreams. I have so much passion and talent to offer. Is this the right direction for me? Thanks, Christy. Christy, let me just tell you really quickly that the daughter of one of the people that's on our call has a big music company in Nashville, and she's actually a really good person. It's very hard to find good people to work with in the music business. And, of course, I happen to be a songwriter. So send me an email. Send me something of you singing. And if I think it fits, I'll forward it, and we'll see what happens. Let me turn it over to our sources. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, take that advice seriously, in that there are connections that Wynn has, and it would be good to put out a demo, and it would be an avenue, a possible avenue towards further development. he was also asked if you were in the right direction. We would like to comment to maintain your personal integrity and your connection with your own higher sources so that you can withstand any misintegrity that may be offered or directed in your direction, and then feel like it might be the right thing to do to shortcut your success, but in the long run, it does not shortcut this real success that you are looking for. When are you there?
Oh, yeah, excuse me. If you want to be successful in music, that can be a very, very, very corrupt and controlling thing. And if you have the, if you're into the glamour of it, you're going to get in trouble. You can experience the glamour, but don't be attached to it. And never lose sight of the mission of contributing to the upliftment of people through your music. Next question is from Pat in Jackson, California. And she says, taking care, being neat and tidy is so important to me. Why can't I take reasonable care of my home and my car? I struggle so with this issue only to fall over and over. Please help. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you. What kind of a pattern did your parents set in the house that you grew up in? Did you have a tidy family when you were growing up? How were your surroundings? Sometimes one is trying to be like someone that they considered a role model, and it is subconscious. So take a look at your subconscious desires. Also, when you look at your goals, do the individual goals that you have supersede the desire for order? Other than that, you, as you work during each task, for instance, you are cooking, do the dish as you go, wash the dishes as you go, put the forks and knives away as you go, keep order in the daily minute by minute, and it will then show in your overall life. For instance, if you let all the housework go until it needs really, really badly cleaning, then it's an overwhelming task. But if you can day by day, at the end of the night, sweep the floor, keep the floor swept, and even go over it with a clock at night, a shark device which can clean. And it wouldn't take very long each night to go over the counters and wipe them down each night with a combination of dish soap and lemon oil and things to keep the counter really clean. And it would go really fast. if you put things away as you go, you will begin to find it easier instead of waiting until everything needs to be done at once.
You know, and if things are really falling apart and you don't know where to start, just force yourself to spend a half hour a day or 15 minutes a day, every day, doing a little bit. And before you know it, it'll start to come together. Next question. Let's see. This is from Deb in Lapine, Oregon. When moving, my cat Simon got out of his carrier in Indian Springs, Nevada. I have spent much time there trying to find him. Is he still alive? Am I wasting my time? Can you help in any way to find him? I am at a loss. Simon.
We see that Simon is still alive, and Simon is like hiding, and it may be unlikely to find him since he is hiding. We are taking a moment here to look at Simon. Simon is pretty. Simon is scared. Simon is hiding, and it will be hard to find Simon at this point. We suggest that you send love to Simon in the daytime and love to Simon in the evening time. Just your own soul vibration connected to Simon's soul vibration. And see if that can attract Simon somehow to you. There is one person who you could get a reading with, this Kathleen, and may be able to help with more information about Simon. You can contact Wynn for information.
Kathleen is an animal communicator, and we've been testing her, and she's really good. Somebody else asked about a lost cat, and she could look through the cat's eyes and see what the cat was seeing, but she couldn't help the person find the cat. I don't know if that will be the case this time or not. Maybe the cat will look at a street sign and give some kind of clue. But in any case, email me. Anyone else would like to hear what their animal would like to say to them that they can't say, you can do it. Okay, we are just about at the end of this call. By the way, did you guys notice how fast the time went? And, you know, what I was saying about moving into a faster time track, you know, if you're just getting into us, try coming to our calls 3 times a week for a month and see if you get a shift in your life. And we got a lot of other calls. We have questions, Ernheich in Albuquerque. This always happens when I put the call out to new people. So please come back again. Please keep asking your question, and I will get to it. And I give priority to new people, particularly if you're a new person that's asking a question every week. I'll definitely get to your call, okay? And don't think it's stupid. Don't think it's a stupid question, because they know how to turn it around, I'm amazed, and make it meaningful. So on that note, thank you all for being here. It's just a real pleasure to share this with you.
Thank you, Hise, for greeting everyone. And we'll bring this call to an end. And remember, Sunday morning, 10 a.m., is a great call. And it's 2 hours long, but the 2 hours really passes fast. And most people leave that call in a totally altered state. Their depressions leave. They're loving. Their hearts are open. And it's a good experience if you haven't been having that experience. And it's amazing we can do this over a phone line. So it's something that anyone can do that can make a change in their life. Oftentimes people have synchronicities. They attract things to them because their vibration shifts. So, hi, do you want to unmute everybody?
All right, Ben. Thank you so much. It was a great call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, everybody.
Give me all of
them.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Terry.
Pray for rain in California.
Don't let me show up at your Wynn.
Today.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. See you Sunday.
Thank you,
Terry. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank love you, Terry.
Much love to all.
Much love to everyone. Thank you.
Your conference recording has stopped. Goodbye.